Questions about train derailment remain unanswered. By Donald Jeffries. The train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio on February 3, and in particular the inexplicable decision to blast dangerous chemicals into the atmosphere, raises a number of pertinent questions. Thus far, neither Joe Biden nor Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg seem the least bit concerned by the incident, or its shameful aftermath, preferring instead to blame it on former President Donald Trump. The decision to conduct a controlled release of hazardous chemicals, especially vinyl chloride, was criticized as unanimously in the alternative media as it was ignored in the conventional press. One of many strange coincidences is the fact that the CDC updated its profile for vinyl chloride a mere days before the train derailment. The update included removing a section detailing how the chemical negatively impacted children. Vinyl chloride is a dangerous carcinogen with links to many different types of cancers. The CDC webpage also significantly reduced the number of frequently asked questions, as well as additional information. Those familiar with how often drills seem to occur at the same time, and in the same area, of many mass casualty events, weren't surprised to learn that East Palestine had recently rolled out a new program called MyID. It was advertised by the town's fire department as a medical information system that helps first responders provide care. MyID is a wearable device that contains a QR code, raising natural concerns about tracking personal information. It gives us that rapid information that we may need should somebody be unresponsive or having some kind of medical emergency, East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drabik declared. Needless to say, this also raises concerns given the rollout of the often dangerous warp-speed COVID-19 vaccines and digital tracking more generally, which has increased in the wake of the purported pandemic. Yet another strange coincidence associated with the derailment, and an example of predictive programming that would make the writers on The Simpsons proud, was the Netflix film White Noise. Premiering in December 2022, the movie portrayed a train derailment which released hazardous chemicals in Ohio. Although it took place in the fictional community of College on the Hill, there were supposedly East Palestine residents used as extras in the production. The film was based on a 1985 novel by Don DeLillo, who wrote one of the most deceptive pieces of disinformation on Lee Harvey Oswald and the JFK assassination in his novel Libra. Among other parallels to the real event to come, one character complains about the lack of media coverage, which would of course be a valid concern regarding what happened in East Palestine. Despite being given the all clear by the EPA, residents of East Palestine continue to complain of fish and wildlife dying, and horrific physical symptoms themselves, like coughing up blood. Only Tucker Carlson has been covering the story honestly in the mainstream media. The controlled burn raged for days. As hazardous materials specialist Sil Caggiano put it, "We basically nuked a town with chemicals so we could get a railroad open." Railroad company Norfolk Southern initially only offered the town $25,000, or $5 per resident, but then raised the amount to a still meaningless $1,000 per person. Ohio's Republican Senator J.D. Vance notably filmed himself swishing a stick in a creek and pointed out the rainbow of colors that resulted, indicating how polluted the water was with a hodgepodge of chemicals. Obviously, the damage done to both the water and air in East Palestine has the potential to negatively impact all life there for a long time. It is also possible that the chemicals might impact communities in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, given the substances blown into the air. Chemicals spilled into the Ohio River, causing West Virginia officials to shut down water production in the area and turn to alternate sources. Then there is the unknown extent of soil contamination. Homeowners in East Palestine have basically seen their properties become worthless. As one woman told Carlson, "No one's going to want to own a home with an East Palestine address." Noticeably absent from the East Palestine incident were climate change activists like Greta Thunberg. Aaron Brockovich is the only environmentally conscious public figure who has vowed to visit the town. She declared that victims can get justice, know their legal rights, and must hold the railroad accountable. The catastrophe highlighted again how climate change has nothing to do with ecology. This is a monumental environmental disaster, but like the BP oil spill, no one in the climate change world seems to care. The fact that Biden seems so unconcerned about a toxic situation involving mostly low-income Americans speaks volumes. There is little question that Biden, and the state-controlled media, would be reacting quite differently if East Palestine was a community of color, and not predominantly white. With the unfortunate prevalence of fear-laced reporting, it is hard to tell just how dire things really are. We can only trust the word of those who live in the community, certainly not the U.S. government. Donald Jeffries is a highly respected author and researcher whose work on the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations and other high crimes of the deep state has been read by millions of people across the world. Jeffries is also the author of three books currently being sold by AFP Bookstore.